don't just be a fan, be committed. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Be a fan, like us, sign this, share that, follow us. The boom in social media appears to have us engaged in more things than ever before by putting people, information, and interaction at our fingertips wherever we are. These are, in many respects, wonderful communication tools which do a lot to keep folks connected. It can be an easy thing to do. But in making it easier to like something or become a fan of something or follow someone, have we lowered the proverbial bar on how committed we truly are? Let's put this in the context of high school sports. There are more participants taking part in and more spectators attending educational athletic events in this country than any other program at any level by any sponsor. Followers of the games can be better connected to them than ever before. That connection, that interest in the games our kids play and learn from, needs a commitment behind it to the value these programs bring to our schools and our communities and the values they teach. Someone can say that they like or that they're a fan of school sports from the standpoint that they're really college recruiting junkies looking for a fix whose interest is strictly between the lines and strictly on those 1% of the participants who earn bona fide major college athletic scholarships. But does that make them committed to school sports? Being committed to school sports means so much more. It's realizing that these games are for everyone, not just elite athletes, and that those 99% probably get a bigger lifelong benefit from being involved in activities that teach not only sports skills, but more importantly, life skills and relationship building skills. It's realizing that what takes place between the lines on game day is only a very small part of the process. That the teaching and learning taking place every day at every level at practices, bus rides to games, pep assemblies and team activities away from the playing surface is what builds up young people and gives them the skills and memories that last a lifetime. It's realizing that sportsmanship is an important part of what we do, that treating everyone around you with the respect and courtesy you would like to receive is more important than who made the big play. It's realizing that these games are after-school activities, after school on the clock, and after school in importance. While there's no doubt that participants in school sports generally do better academically than students who don't take part in after school activities at all, and these activities give young people the motivation to do well in school for the privilege of participation, everyone must be committed to that academic classroom first. So if you're a true fan, if you really like high school sports, then committing yourself to the real values of the games is an easy thing to do, and we thank you for the wonderful support you provide. More scores and schedules than ever before are available online at the MHSAA Score Center. Check out daily schedules and results in all sports at the varsity and sub-varsity levels. Click on Scores and Schedules from the homepage of the MHSAA website to visit the Score Center. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.